the morning, Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Back to school day for many schools. JCPS, one more day, but today is now a school night for you. But yeah, JCPS and some other area schools start back tomorrow. But it's today for your family, right?
Yes. And it's getting real.
Is everybody ready? Excited?
No, we got a nervous one. She's starting middle school for the first time. And she's like, I don't know how to do middle school. I'm like, well, fortunately, you had a brother that did. So it's going to be fine. And the whole first week, they tell you exactly what to expect and all the things. You're going to figure it out.
Yeah, it's kind of nice because my youngest daughter, Zoe, she did middle school for the first time last year. She's in seventh grade now, but her cousin, my nephew, is going to the same middle school, and he's starting this year as well. So they've got a little duo there at their middle school. So yeah, same type of thing for him. He's, you know, kind of like middle school seems weird. You know, it's not what we're used to. And
like, how do I read the schedule? Yeah, do I know where to go?
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Yeah. You get into that. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're into high school and then you're graduating. Then you're
you need to stop talking right now. Stop talking right now. Stop talking right now. I'm not ready to talk about any of that.
It all goes so fast.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you do anything last night to kind of like celebrate?
No, we actually were at field hockey practice and got caught in a downpour.
Yeah, that rain kind of whipped through the metro pretty quickly.
We got like through most of practice, and then it just dumped.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not good. So, yeah, no, we just kind of got it, you know, get your backpacks together,
yeah.
Do the things.
Yeah. Now, do they pick out their school clothes the day before and lay them out?
Well, you know, we wear uniforms, so it's not a huge choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they don't really typically they don't need to do that.
Yeah. I have started to, I picked out my school clothes maybe like I could count on my hand the night before. I was always the morning of, just throw on whatever.
Smelling what's on the floor.
Yeah, see if that's exactly. I would smell whatever on the floor. And I did like a paper route where I would deliver papers. And, you know, so I would get up a little extra early. And literally, it would just be figure out in the span of 60 seconds what I'm going to wear and throw it on and get out the door. Now, I cannot do that. I have to pick out my clothes the day before.
Well, because also, aren't you like getting ready largely in the dark, so you're not waking everyone up?
Yeah, I'm getting ready in the dark. It's early in the morning. I don't want my brain to have to function in that way just yet. I want to be able to wake up a little bit more. So
yeah,
I'm always picking out my clothes. And then even still, I'll forget things. Like, you know, today I have an appointment a little bit later that I need a different change of clothes for, and I completely forgot that this morning. So it's like,
that's not good. But you're closer to home now. Can you dash home?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can probably do that. But still, I mean, the whole picking out school clothes the day before, clothes the day before, man, that is a necessity for me at this time. So anyways, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Some of you headed back to school. Some of you, it's tomorrow. Some of you have been in school for a week, and you're like, shut up, Ben. We've been doing this for a week.
We know. Summer's over.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, at least for some of us, that's for sure.
TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
It is something special to have the title of world record holder. Am I right?
Not everyone can say that.
Nope, not everybody can say that as well. I know that, look, we've made our attempts at world records here on this show, but we have failed every single time.
And also resulted in really awkward things that I say. I did not suck hard enough. On the Capri Sun drink, Capri Sun, trying to drink it fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a new world record was broken over the weekend. I thought I'd let Kelly see if she can guess what world record fell based on the sound it made, okay?
Okay, this is going to be tough.
So I'm going to give you the sound, and then I'm going to give you multiple choices, and then we'll try it with a couple others just based on their sound, okay?
Okay.
So here, let me get a fun little game music bed for you.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here is the first sound. What world record was made?
Are you going to give me some choices? Because yeah, I've got nowhere to start.
I'll give you some multiple choices. Was that hitting a washer with a whisk? Was it smashing walnuts with your head? Or was it smashing coconuts with your hand?
Oh, gosh.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah, please.
All right.
Okay.
That just makes me laugh.
I feel like that's way too fast to be smashing walnuts with your head. Okay. Like, I don't know anyone that can move their head that fast.
Okay.
Although it did kind of sound like things were getting smashed.
Okay.
I think coconuts are too hard to smash with your hand. So I'm going to say hitting a washer with a whisk.
Washer with a whisk.
How dumb is that? Like, that's the dumbest one on the list. But I feel like that's the only feasible one.
Like, if there's a world record to be had for the amount of times you can hit a washer with a whisk, is this the guy that's winning it?
I think so, is what it sounds like.
Well, it is an Indian martial artist, broke a world record. You heard the sound of him smashing 273 walnuts using his forehead.
No way. I didn't think it was possible.
Yep.
How is he moving his head that fast? I'm going to have to see that to believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I hope he had some Excedrin on hand. That sounds like a massive headache.
But after this, I am going to have to see and look up if there is a world record to be had for hitting a washer with a whisk.
I feel like I can do that one.
All right, so you're 0 for 1. Let's try another one, okay?
Okay, I'm bad at this game.
Guess the world record attempt using only this sound.
What in the world is happening? What in the world is it? Give me my choices.
All right, your multiple choices. Was that the sound of crushing bricks with your crotch?
What?
Punching holes in walls or the world record for punching clay targets?
Okay. I feel like we're punching something. God, I hope it's not with our crotch.
Crushing bricks with crotch? Would you like to hear it again?
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Okay. I feel like we're doing maybe some holes in walls. Maybe we're just going down a wall.
Punching holes in walls.
Sounds like it hurt, though.
That is the sound, the world record, that actually just fell recently as well, of punching clay targets.
No way!
Yes. So basically an assistant was tossing those like clay targets that, you know, people, when they skeet shoot.
Yeah, okay. And then
a guy is just punching them out of the air.
Oh, man, you have to have a really good partner to be a good tosser. Yeah. Otherwise, it's throwing you all off.
But alas, that is not crushing bricks with your crotch.
Thank you. I'm really glad we didn't have to hear that sound.
All right, so you're 0 for 2. Kelly, try to get this last one right, all right?
Oh, gosh. All right.
All right, so was this, guess the world record, all right? What's the world record? Based on its sound. Ready?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Oh, my God. This is awkward sounding.
Is this the fastest clapping in a minute? Is it the fastest smacking on bare bottoms? Is it the fastest Space Max? It keeps going.
I'm going to say fastest clapping in a minute, although now I want to look it up and see if there's one for fastest smacking on a bare bottom.
I mean, I'm picturing just...
Yes.
Just like a pair
like
of drums.
Bongos.
Just a pair of drums.
Just bongos.
Just a set of bare buns right there and just smack.
But I've seen a video of like the fastest clapping, and I feel like that's it.
Okay.
Well, we went through the entire minute, didn't we?
Yeah, that was the sound of fastest clapping in a minute. So you got
okay.
that one right.
All right, I got one right.
Yes, you got that one
I'm
right.
I'm doing slow clapping for me. Just regular speed clapping.
So... of those world records, I think we've learned some things. One, that there are world records literally for everything.
Like the dumbest things on planet Earth. Like how do you sit around and say, hey, what if I tried this? Let's look it up, see if anyone's done it before.
And two, we need to find out if there's a world record for hitting a washer with a whisk.
Yeah.
Crushing bricks with your crotch.
No, not that one.
Fastest smacking on bare bottom.
Not really that one either.
Because how fun would that be? Right there. Come on. Come on. Bring it on.
I don't think, no. Nobody, nope.
Oh, shoot. All right. We'll
what a fun game. Did I win anything? Dang it.
No, you didn't. You only got one rank, Kelly. Sorry.
That is true.
It's 99.7 DJX. We'll post up the video of the cracking of the walnuts with the head.
That is amazing. He moved his head that fast.
Yeah, that is what started this whole thing. So we'll post that up, WDJX.com or at Ben and Kelly Show.
Stop it. Stop with the slapping.
Now you can't
hear this. You can't unhear this. You're picturing a bare bottom.
Thinking, smacking on a bare bottom.
Right. Oh, God.
Setting the bar time. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right. Be thinking about this. What's the dumbest tattoo you've ever seen or maybe gotten yourself or maybe had the hashtag ragrets?
I mean, I do enjoy the hashtag no ragrets on the neck.
Yeah, I mean, that's a...
it's iconic.
That's a pretty iconic meme that has been going around for probably the better part of a decade.
Because it's that glorious.
If you can manage to make it through the day without rickrolling your tattoo, you're doing okay. Let me explain. Guy got a QR code tattooed to his leg.
Takes you to Rick Astley's song?
Hover over the QR code. It takes you to a website. You click on the link and... yeah. It's Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up.
Wait a minute. Why'd you stop the song? I mean, we earned it.
You earned it.
Let's enjoy the payoff.
You want the entire
yes.
song?
Yes. We should.
What is this? I don't want to say dumb because that gives it a negative connotation.
Right, because this is fun.
What's the most regrettable tattoo you got?
I mean, this is functional. If you think about it, it's large. It's very big. It's very big. Like, you cannot not see it.
Yeah.
But it's functional. And if you just need to turn your day around, that song will do it, right? Am I right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's a feel good.
Okay.
It's a feel good that just got turned into a feel good. This guy is spreading joy.
Yeah, we're going to have to... here, let's tweet out that QR code so you can kind of see it and enjoy the same as well, because
I'll put it on the website too.
All right, WDJX.com. But yeah, we'd love to hear your stories of the most regrettable tattoo or interesting tattoo. Or
this guy's goals, though. Goals. Tattoo goals.
Or what's your dumbest tattoo? We'll go back to that word.
I'm not calling this dumb. I'm calling it genius.
All right. Well, a QR code that goes to Rick Astley is Never Going to Give You Up. I guess that's the gift that keeps on giving, right?
Again, why are you not playing the song right now? Thank you.
All right. There you go. Take your calls. 502-795-1997. We'll do that coming up next. So we were just talking about this guy who got a QR code tattooed to his leg. And if you hover over the QR code, it brings you to this. And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. He literally Rickrolls you on his tattoo. So we were like, all right, well, what's the most unique slash regrettable slash dumb tattoo you've ever gotten? Todd posted on Facebook on our thread, I got this one because of a bet. It's even on the small on my back, and it's a U.S. postage stamp of the Tramp. From Lady and the Tramp.
Oh.
It's a tramp stamp.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. Once you said that, and I've connected the dots.
You didn't get that before?
No, I didn't get it immediately. No, I didn't get it immediately, but now I'm there. It's amazing.
Terry showed us a photo, and he said, Ben, I have your name tatted on me. It's not B-E-N. It's literally the words, your name.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's a good conversation piece.
Yeah.
Stephanie said, I have this saved on my Pinterest for some reason. It's a tattoo of the band Hanson all across the person's back from shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, wow.
Stephanie said, I know a guy who has your name on his butt. He used it as a pickup line by saying, I bet I have your name tattooed on my butt. They'd be like, no. And then he'd show them. There it is.
Yep. I'm like, there it is. You're right. You're right.
Another, the only one I have, I got when I was 18 for a ridiculously cheap price, and it's as good as you'd expect. I thought about having it removed, and I think I'm just going to die with it still there. The mortuary guy will have a good laugh when he sees it. It's Droopy the dog drawn very badly, and 20 years of age and obesity haven't improved the artwork. Oh, no. Yeah, see, that's one of the things that you're like, you know, as you age and your body changes, how is that tattoo going to change?
That's the problem that people don't think about before the inking.
A wolf tattoo. The artist messed up a bit and made the wolf cross-eyed.
Oh, no.
That's funny. And then finally from Joy. She says, my grandmother was a respiratory therapist, and she had a young patient that she needed to draw some blood on from his artery. His chest, there was a very large dragon, and the tail went all the way down his body, and
no.
Was his ding-a-ling.
No! Oh, wow. I mean, kudos to the artist
right?
Had to do that.
I mean, well done. I mean, as a tattoo artist, I'm sure you have put just about everything anywhere, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there are stories.
DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Let me ask you real quick. Have you ever given or received a breakup gift?
No, I have not.
Let me explain. Like, on your way out, maybe you feel bad, and to soften the blow, you give your soon-to-be ex a little present or something like that. I do have a story about this, and it involves my engagement, of all things. So I decided... And I'll cut this story down quite a bit, but I decided on April Fool's Day I was going to propose to my wife by pretending like I was breaking up with her. Because I'm young and dumb and I think that's a great idea.
I'm doing it for the bit.
That's exactly right. So I had already created a collage, like in a frame. And on one of the Polaroid photos, I had written, will you marry me? On, you know, the little white part underneath the picture, right? Uh-huh. And so I thought, all right, well, I've got this collage. I'd already... And this... Look, you think all this was premeditated? No, a lot of it was just in the moment. I'm like, oh, this is perfect.
Okay, so,
I
wasn't a lot of thinking it through, which is obvious.
No, that's obvious, right.
Yeah.
So I go ahead with my April Fool's Day prank where I am pretending to break up with her by saying, you know what, I had a lovely night tonight.
It's been a good run.
We were downtown in a bar, just leaving a bar. We had seen a band. It was great.
And you know, who breaks up with someone after a night like that?
Yeah.
Like, I just wonder if those thoughts went through her mind, like, you know what, I'm dodging a bullet with this one, because who does that?
Right, right. I was like, you know, buckle up, here we go. I said, you know what, I just don't think it's going to work out. And she was like, what do you mean? I was like, us, I just don't think, you know, it's going to work out. And then I said, but here, and I get into my trunk.
Here's the memories. Enjoy.
I know, exactly. I give her a collage. And I guess in retrospect, I'm happy that she didn't just take the frame
and smash it
on the ground or hit me with it.
Yes.
Or done whatever, right?
1,000%.
But instead, she's not even looking at it. She's just looking at me, confused, trying to figure out what I'm saying.
Right.
And I'm like,
how you just lost your mind.
Right, right, yeah. Exactly. And I'm like, look at the gift.
No, I'm not looking at it.
Right.
I'm not looking
at it. So, she didn't say a word, and she's looking at me, and I'm looking at her. I'm pointing to the little breakup collage that I just gave her. And so finally, she's not reading it. She's looking at it. She's looking at me. Then finally, I'm just like April Fools, and I get down on my knee. And long story short, here we are so many years later. So that was my story, where I was trying to break up with my wife as an April Fool's Day prank. And
God bless her for her patience.
I gave her a breakup collage.
God bless her.
Now, listen, I've since apologized and said, look, I'm sorry for giving you a horrible engagement
story.
But it just goes along now with everything in our life. And it's just like, you know what? That's our story. So there it is.
That makes the most sense.
And she's super fine with it. So I bring that up because we have a case of a breakup gift. And
like, who does this?
And so we're going to get to Olivia and her group therapy here in just a minute. But think about if you have been either on the giving or receiving end of one. All right.
I just never heard of this, to be honest.
Well, I am standing here before you.
We're going into uncharted territories
with,
for me.
With that experience in my back pocket. Okay. So anyways, we'll get to group therapy coming up here next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Olivia says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my coworker told us he just broke up with his girlfriend and gave her a $350 Michael Kors purse as a parting gift. LOL, yes, this is real. Take what you will from it, but her office was having a field day with it. Evidently, this is not the first time it's been done. I was floored.
Wow.
I never got any parting gifts from any exes. We just broke up. Several questions have been brought up since my coworker dropped this little nugget in our lap, like, is it appropriate to give a parting gift? Does it make him a nicer guy? Kelly, did you ever get a parting gift from an ex-boyfriend? That answer's no.
Mm.
I'm curious if any of your listeners have received a parting gift and what would suffice. Thanks, and I love your show.
It almost sounds like Olivia is considering it.
You know what? Now I'm a little salty that I have not gotten a parting gift because I've been broken up with a lot. And I was just kind of left crying. I think maybe a really pretty purse might have helped a little.
Stephanie said, I have not been on either end, but my brother would take girls out to ice cream and would break up with them over ice cream.
Oh my gosh. Oh, you know what? I think maybe a gift card to go shopping would be nice too, besides the purse. Just, I love to shop. So a shopping gift card, shopping spree.
Okay.
Yes. It's retail therapy. Yes. Because I would do that anyway.
I mean, part of me is like, do you want to spend money on someone that you're breaking up with?
Well, I feel like it's an easing of the conscience kind of a move.
Yes.
If you're trying to like downplay your bad guy role here.
Or, you know, if you're doing it in a public place, you're thinking there's going to be some sort of like eruption from your soon to be ex, and you're like, here's a gift.
Yeah.
Right. I got a message from a listener. I actually did receive a goodbye gift from a guy that I was dating here and there for a while. He was from another country, so maybe it was a cultural thing, but the gift was a dozen pink roses delivered to my office. I called him to thank him for the roses, and he told me that was a goodbye gift because he had been deciding between me and another woman.
Oh!
Who he wanted to get serious with, and he said the pink roses just signified friendship.
Oh, gosh. She got friend-zoned by roses.
Yeah, and she said she wished him luck, and they actually remained friends anyways.
Oh, wow. That's good. Oh, got another text. Kelly's parting gift was Arbor Mist. Yes. It was, you know, sitting on the crying rug, eating cookie dough, drinking Arbor Mist. That was my parting gift. But I had to pay for it. That's the point.
Oh, yeah. No one, you know? no one gave you the Arbor Mist and said,
it wasn't provided for me. Yes.
Here, Kelly, here's some Blackberry Merlot. By the way, you're going to have to drink this by yourself because this is it.
Yeah. You gifted me with a broken heart is what they gifted me. Yeah.
All right. Let us know if you've ever received or given one. All right. 502-795-1997. Your stories about this on the way next. So Olivia's coworker just broke up with his girlfriend by giving her a $350 Michael Kors purse, kind of as a, hey, goodbye, but thanks for playing.
Lovely parting gift, yes.
Yeah,
and like they've been having a field day with it at the office and just kind of wondering, like, is this a thing? Do people do this a lot?
Yeah, right. Now, a lot of responses from people are like, gift sends mixed messages, stuff like that, whatever. Another person messaged us and said, I got to keep his favorite hoodie, so that wasn't really a gift, though. That was just kind of
like, I'm not giving it back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It just kind of stayed there, and it was a casualty of the breakup, right?
Uh-huh. Aaron's like, no way. I wouldn't want it. Just a reminder of what didn't work out. And if it's not a mutual breakup, take your gift and shove it. Yeah.
Bethany.
So I don't know if this necessarily counts as a gift, but when I divorced my ex-husband, he got a goodbye sandwich, quote unquote.
He got a goodbye sandwich?
Is that in quotes?
Oh, in quotes.
In quotes.
You're like, how about one more for the road?
One more sandwich.
One more sandwich, my dude.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. It was kind of a mutual amicable divorce then?
Like, that part was good of the relationship, no. But the rest of it was bad?
That's a whole story. I don't know. Okay, so the sandwiches were always, you know, mint, but
sure.
Yeah, they're always on point.
Emotion
sure.
Side, not so much.
I gotcha.
Oh, wow.
So, what? Tasty sandwiches, but not much else at the store. At the
so,
deli.
here's my question. Did he know it was the last go-round?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right, yes. Everybody was on board.
And he was just like, I'll take what I can get at this point. Like, all right. I'm not getting it again for a while, so. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No more sandwiches for me.
Bethany, thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Got another message. I had a date with a guy who, at the end of the date, said he never wanted to see me again, then gave me a piece of folk art that he had bought off eBay.
Folk art?
Yes.
So wait a minute. That is not a gift. That is also, I'm getting rid of some trash from my house.
Also, here you go.
You can have it.
This was hanging in my bathroom, but now you can have it.
I don't want you or this folk art.
She said, I gave it to my son for his graduation.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Oh, I kind of need to see a picture of it.
I know. I would like that as well. All right. Good stories there. That is group therapy.
Is getting pranked.
Oh my god, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Tris says, hi Ben and Kelly, do you have any ideas for a phone tap for my sister? She's a really sweet, helpful person, a little gullible, just the kind of person you could play a prank on. A little phone tap, lol.
Yeah, so Robert, he works for the phone company. And there's been some issues with her line that he's going to have to discuss with her. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there. Am I speaking with Susan?
This is Susan. Who's calling?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Robert Hassenpepper. I'm with the phone company. I'm reaching you on your landline. Is that right?
Yeah. This is my house phone. Wait, you said you're with the phone company?
That's right. Susan, we're doing some work on the phone lines in your area. We've had some complaints about the audio quality, and we just need to make sure there's not a malfunction in the line. Now, have you noticed any problems with that?
With the sound?
Right, the quality of the voices on the phone line?
I don't know. I mean, you sound just fine to me.
All right, well, that's good. Though, to be honest, I don't like what I'm hearing from your end. Your voice is sounding a little distorted.
Really? It does?
Yeah, I wonder if you'd help me, and we'll do some adjustments to your line.
Okay, I mean, you can adjust my line from there.
Right. I'm looking at my readouts now, and let's try something here, Susan. Just speak in your normal voice, please.
Okay, I mean, what should I say?
Well, that's up to you. Whatever you want.
Okay. Test, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, good
choice. Is that okay?
That's great. Now, let me hear you speak in a lower voice.
What do you mean?
Well, I'd like you to bring your voice down low down here so I can get a reading on those lower frequencies.
Okay. Hello. This is my low voice. Like that?
Yeah, that was perfect. Your phone line's going to sound great when I'm finished. Now I'm going to need your voice to go quickly from low to high and back again a couple of times, like low, high, low, high. Can you do that for me?
Low, high, low, high, low, high.
Oh, bless her heart.
All right, getting a reading. Can you do it faster for me?
Low, high, low, high, low, high.
All right, let me make a little adjustment on the high frequency now.
Wait, so you want me to talk high?
Yes.
This is my high voice. I'm talking high.
Oh, even higher if you can. I almost got it locked in.
No.
La, 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 la. This is my highest voice. La, la.
Ah, wonderful. That was perfect. Thank you.
Okay, this seems really weird. I mean, is this really helping?
Well, it is. I do need some different sounds. So can you do the low-high thing again and use a different word? Like, try alternating low and high using the word, I don't know, radio?
Okay. Like, radio, 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 radio. I mean, seriously, what is this?
Susan, it's not Robert Haas and Pepper. It's actually Ben Davis, and you're on the radio.
What? Come on. Are you guys kidding me? God.
You are awesome. You're being so cooperative.
This is so embarrassing. I can't believe you did that. Like, I hear these calls on the radio all the time. Okay, uh-huh. I know somebody set me up. Who did it?
Your brother was guilty here.
Oh my God, I'm actually not that surprised. That was so crazy.
You're on the radio.
Radio!
Radio!
Radio! Radio! Oh, she's so sweet.
Oh, so good. She was an amazing test subject.
I know, and we got her phone line working, and that's the most important thing.
Great.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. That's your phone tap. All right, feel good stories. Kelly K.
So this 21-year-old aspiring drummer lives in the Gaza Strip, couldn't afford to buy a real drum set, so he got creative and made one to practice on. Oh. You know, when you want to be a pro drummer, you got to practice a lot. So he used plastic, metal, wood, looks like some gears, whatever materials he could find, and it doesn't sound bad.
This young drummer is making lemonade out of lemons. Put together this makeshift drum set to practice on. But even when he makes it big, he says he'll still practice on this set of drums since it took him a lot of time and effort to make it. Imagine seeing him rock out on this at some of the biggest venues in the world.
Wow.
I mean, isn't that fun?
Pretty
good.
You
should see the video. I mean, he is committed, and it's pretty cool looking at WDJX.com.
You can always DM us, the show, Ben and Kelly Show, on Facebook, Instagram, on Twitter, and we'll toss out your situation if you got one and see if you can find some support here.
Doug says, hey guys, wanted to get your opinion after a friend of mine just said this thing I do every day is kind of weird.
Aw.
So I have to start my day with a 20-ounce Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Nothing else gets me going, helps me focus, but my friend kind of shamed me because it's not, quote, healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You guys get up early. How do you get the energy to face a day? No, Ben, I hate coffee. LOL.
Okay.
And does anybody else have a weird daily thing they do so I don't feel like a complete freak? Thanks.
All right, so Doug's needing to know two things. One, if not Mountain Dew, how do you get yourself ready for the day? And two, what other freak flags can we fly?
Yes, I need the weirdness. Okay. I just keep thinking of, like, what is it, Ricky Bobby? Must have drank me about 15 of those Mountain Dews.
That's right.
That's what immediately popped in my head.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from I enjoy a cup of coffee or two in the morning. It's something about the heat and the caffeine that starts it for me. I enjoy that. But if you don't,
how many
like,
do you down before the show though? Is it 2 cups or is it just one?
No, I usually fill my big 32-ounce Dunkin' cup travel mug with coffee that I make in the morning.
Okay.
And I just sip it throughout the show.
Okay.
So that's usually about all I have. If I need another, like, sort of pick-me-up midday, I'll go to, we have Alani here at the radio station. I'll grab one of those. Those have, like, some caffeine in them as well, and they're just
kind of...
They
have a lot.
They're, yeah, right? I know. And so those are always kind of a good pick-me-up, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So that might have maybe an energy drink, but you got to be careful what kind of energy drink you get because they could have just as much sugar as your Mountain Dew does. But,
exactly. And give you like jitters and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. But anybody else have any weird daily things? I was thinking about this myself, and I guess this is weird only because I feel like I've said it on the show before and you shamed me for it.
Okay.
But
let's do it again.
I put my shoes and socks on differently just about every day.
Yeah, that's weird.
I do.
Like, how are you not a creature of habit with that?
Right. Well, and I'm not, and I've already said on the show that my wife and I, we've kind of fallen into this habit probably the past year, but before that, we would switch what side of the bed we were laying on. We didn't have a set side of the bed. We just
that's
get in,
psychotic.
Yeah, whatever side we were on. But like I said, it's been pretty standard for the past year, maybe over a year at this point. But as
I was going to say, don't you have your own stuff in the nightstand on your side? Because we do. I have fully moved into my nightstand. He's fully moved into his. I have my little. Well, we have a differing power, a split king power base. So I have my remote control. He's got his. He doesn't use his. I use mine all the time. How is that not the world that everybody lives in, where you just have your side? You have your side.
Yeah, but how often do you get into your nightstand? I don't get into it every day.
I get into it a lot.
Well, but every day I do put on my socks and shoes differently. I'll sometimes go sock, shoe, sock, shoe. Sometimes I'll go sock, sock, shoe, shoe. Sometimes I'll do, yeah.
Is it a concerted effort, though, to do that different? Like, are you thinking about consciously what you're doing in that order? Or is it just kind of automatic and however it happens, it happens?
Yes, however it happens, it happens.
Okay, I feel like I might be in that lane, too. Like, yeah. I'm not saying I have to put my right shoe on first and then my left shoe.
Yeah,
it's kind of whatever's near.
And like I said, I know a lot of people that were like, I have to put on both socks at the same time.
Yes, and do that.
But I'll do sock, shoe. Sometimes it'll be my left. Sometimes it'll be my right. But whatever.
That's less psychotic than this not sleeping on the same side of the bed every night.
Brooke has a suggestion for Doug and says Diet Mountain Dew all the way. All right.
Okay.
Haley says a tall glass of ice water is equivalent to a cup of coffee. I will say nay, nay, Haley. Get out of here with that nonsense. You speak lies.
Healthy choice, though. Water is good for you.
Is coffee not brewed with water?
Okay, it's the other stuff that kind of, you know, is where it's bad, right? Bethany says Celsius energy drink. Oh, it's like 200 milligrams of caffeine, but no sugar, low calorie. All right.
Yeah, that's like the Alani that we have.
All right.
Yeah, it's very similar to that. Yeah, Danny says, I'm a coffee girl, but my best friend drinks Diet Coke every morning. It's all the sugar and caffeine. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
So a lot of people rolling in saying, hey, you're not that weird.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people need like caffeine soda
mm-hmm.
to get you started. Is it the healthiest? Probably not.
Yeah. Anybody else want to give us your little weird quirk? 502-795-1997.
Let us celebrate you.
Anyway, I want to get to a listener who talks about his bathroom habits, and then another one who talks about her shirt. Okay, so we'll get to those on the way. Doug DM'd us and got shamed for his breakfast Mountain Dew that he has every single morning. And that's his thing. That's like a little odd thing that he didn't think was odd, but until it was brought up to him, and he was like, okay, does anybody else have anything that they do that's a little bit weird? So I don't feel like I'm out on a limb here in Freakville.
Uh-huh. He's getting a lot of support.
Yeah. Got a message from a listener. She says, I put my shirt over my mouth when I watch TV or I sleep. It's very comforting. Okay. And then Toby says, I get completely naked to poop.
Okay. All right. Okay. Is this just at home?
Just at home, he says.
We have to be in public?
No, he says, I don't go in public restrooms. My body is conditioned to know that is not the time for that.
Okay.
So he just does it at home, but has to get completely naked.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. Hey, Tiffany.
I'm really busy. I have a lot of kids and a husband and a busy life. I stretch every morning in the shower.
In the shower?
Okay, good. That adds a little element of danger because you don't want to slip.
Yes, you have to be very careful.
Yes.
But it kind of kills two birds with one stone.
Yes, you can get some squats out of the way in the shower.
Now, Tiffany,
exactly.
I don't want to scare you or anything, but I had a cousin who did the same thing as you, stretched in the shower. She slipped, and the, the little lever that you pull up to get the tub to fill up with water?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That's on the spout. Well, that went up her butt. And she was in pain for a long time.
Oh, dang. Oh,
I guess
no.
Maybe one way to fix that would be to turn around and stretch the opposite way.
Yeah, just proceed with caution.
Yeah.
Make sure you got the little rubbery things, the foot grabs on the bottom, maybe. Give yourself some grip.
I guess maybe I could drink a Mountain Dew in the shower while I'm stretching, and that would be better.
There you go. All right. Well, hey, Tiffany, thank you so much for calling in.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Emma says, Toby gets completely naked to poop. I get completely naked to do chores.
Oh, hey, yo.
Mostly because my kitty and puppy's food and water dishes are in the basement along with the washer, dryer, and shower. So it's laundry, feed them, scoop litter, daily shower.
That's multitasking at its finest.
Right.
That's getting stuff done.
That's right.
Checking off boxes.
That's right. All right.
Wow.
So at least you can, Doug, have some examples that, it's not necessarily just you who has these freak flags that fly. And I think Mountain Dew in the morning is probably just a minimal thing. Not as crazy as maybe you may seem.
Although my tummy hurts thinking about it. I don't know if I could do all that. That is just a lot.
Another listener said, I breathe through my nose to the beats of songs or my footsteps. I get lightheaded a lot. It's kind of funny.
That is good stuff.
That is kind of funny.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, feel free to message us if you've got anything you would like to admit. That's fine. 502-795-1997. Back to school. More than likely you're giving and hearing a lot of motivational phrases and such. Maybe there are those motivational posters that are hanging in your school, or maybe you have them even around work, like the kitten on a rope that says, hang in there.
The kitten on a rope. It's a classic.
Right. I don't know if you've seen these collection of demotivational posters going viral, but I figured, you're going to get plenty of that motivation at work and at school. How about some demotivation for you?
All right. Let's go to the other end of the spectrum.
Like uniqueness. We're all unique, right? Even if you're one in a million, there's still 7,500 of you out there.
Okay.
I mean, the lottery. The lottery, one of the biggest jackpots to date. The odds of you dying on your way to purchase a ticket are greater than the odds of winning the jackpot
itself. Oh, wow.
Again, not motivational phrases, but demotivational phrases.
Okay.
Your health. Healthy, right?
Uh-huh.
Healthy is the slowest possible rate at which you can die.
Oh.
I mean, obviously, the healthier you are, the longer you stick around.
Technically true.
Right? Right? Exactly.
Technically.
So, you know, I don't know who needs a little slice of humble pie, but we're serving it up for you.
Yeah, we are. And I'm starting to feel a little bad about it.
Yeah, like relationships, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. If you're single, plenty of other fish in the sea, right?
Uh-huh.
But you're not anywhere near the sea. You're in the desert alone. Sorry.
Wow. Oh, see, that would, again, just send me straight to the crying rug with the Artemis and the cocktail.
We'll just do one more because I don't know if Kelly can handle anymore.
I'm starting to get in my feelings.
You know, like today, you've always heard, today is the first day of the rest of your life, you know?
Yes.
And as a motivational tool, it's, okay, so make the most of today.
Yes, he's the day.
Yeah, demotivational tool, but so was yesterday, and look at how that turned out.
That's such a 1,000% true statement from yesterday. 1,000% true statement.
If today was the first day of the rest of your life, so is yesterday. And
yeah, yesterday was not going to end ever in my mind. It was right. Not a good day.
Right, exactly. So yeah. So yeah, like yeah. I said, as we look upon with rose-colored glasses the onset of school or your work day or your week or whatever,
yeah,
know that there's also the other side of that.
That's great. What a good thought. Happy thoughts.
Yeah, happy thoughts. 99. This every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
When I say puppy yoga, you want to know more, do you not?
Yeah, for sure.
It kind of is what you think it's going to be, except not a lot of yoga. More of like laying on a mat while adorable puppies like lick your face or take naps in the crease of your legs as you lay flat.
So you're not really exercising.
See a lot of exercise. I think it's more of like relaxation kind of therapy.
Like puppy therapy sort of thing?
Yes. More of like mental health. I'm going to go relax.
All right.
Maybe a downward dog here or two.
Okay.
With other dogs running around. Stuff like that. But you got to see the video. It's out of Toronto, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And the videos have been charming TikTok. The handle is The Stoic Giraffe. And that's all they post is just puppy yoga videos, and they're hysterical.
Okay.
And everyone's just like, I need this in my life, and I kind of want to issue the challenge to someone, like start a class like this. Maybe, I don't know where they get the puppies. They're all adorable, though. Figure it out. Make it happen.
I'd be all for that.
I'm signing up for it. That's the exercise I need to do.
Okay.
Laying on a mat while a puppy crawls all over me or sleeps on me. Both would work.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
see the video.
Sounds like it's up your alley, Kelly.
It is. WDJX.com.
So, all right. Time for a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. Right. Most people who get baptized as adults try to turn over a kind of a new leaf, right?
Right. You give yourself to the Lord and you're like, I'm going to make some better decisions from here on.
That doesn't happen all the time. Welcome to Derek. This actually could be even a Florida story. But if you manage to make it through the day without getting baptized, then turning around and robbing the church, you're doing okay.
Derek missed the point. Might need a redo.
Derek's from Georgia. It happened there in Florida. He used a cinder block to smash out a window. Then he got into the church's baptism pool.
And then he was like, hashtag regrets. Maybe I need to cleanse my soul of what I just did with the breaking and entering.
So he claimed he didn't really remember much of the break-in.
He's impaired. He didn't really know. He didn't go there to be baptized. That wasn't his intent. Okay, got it.
Yeah, he just remembers that he did baptize himself.
Oh, great.
Once he was done, though, he was like, you know what? Need a TV, need a computer. So he loaded all that stuff into a truck along with the church's money bag.
The Lord wants me to have it.
Right. Now, cops, they arrived before old Derek left. And, you know, got him for burglary, criminal mischief, and all that stuff. They also found drugs, so he's facing charges for that, too. Now,
that is also providing some clues as to his decisions.
Yeah, so there's some police camera footage of him acting confused when they asked if anybody else was with him.
Who else is inside?
I don't know.
But then, so they go inside the church and they're kind of investigating. They've got a police dog along with them, and the police dog. It's a hot day, so the police dog jumps in the baptism pool, too.
I want to be baptized, too.
Wow.
Oh, I do.
I like water.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was kind of funny. So, again, set at the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting yourself baptized and turning around and robbing the church, you're doing okay.
Okay. Good note. Yeah. Good note.
Yeah, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.
And drugs are bad, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, right? On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Jack Harlow here in Louisville. At least I'm assuming he is. He just posted on his story a kind of shot from a back porch area. His mom and his parents and friends are all kind of gathered around the back porch just sharing a fun time there. So, yeah, there you go. By the way, if there's one thing that we can do on this show, it's at least provide a little clarity in your life. Doug reached out to us last hour and was like, hey, my friend says it's weird that I'm drinking a Mountain Dew every single morning. Uh-huh. And if there's one thing that's clear in our Facebook comments, it's that it's not weird. There's plenty of people who do that.
There's a lot of people rolling in with support, which was a little surprising. Like, I was expecting a few more healthier alternatives, but no, like, nope, I do that too. Big Red, yep, that's what I do. Diet Coke, yep.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, hey, if you like coffee, a lot of coffees, if you put, like, cream and sugar and stuff like that, it's probably just as much sugar as Mountain Dew. So, yeah, depending on how you take your coffee. I like my coffee black, and so, yeah, just the water and the beans. That's it? Just for the health.
You don't put any creamers or anything in there?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, you know, later in the day, if I am in the mood for a coffee, maybe I'll have a little bit of cream in it. But yeah, in the morning, just black. Like my heart and soul.
That makes sense.
So there you go. Yeah, you can see the thread, but then, you know, you can also add your little oddity for the day, which is kind of fun, too. I like to put my socks and shoes on differently every single morning. Sometimes it's sock, sock, shoe, shoes. Sometimes it's sock, shoe. Sometimes it's the left. Sometimes it's the right. Doesn't matter.
Just when I thought that I was kind of more of a creature of habit when it comes to that, I think I am a little bit more haphazard with that, too. Like,
right.
I'm usually in a hurry when I'm throwing them on, so whatever's closest gets to be first.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right, so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, we always say you can catch up on the podcast, which is true. WDJX.com, click listen. You can also follow along on Facebook. We post a lot of the stuff that we talk about and everything up on Facebook, so you can kind of, if you miss a segment or you want to go back and read some of the people who have maybe chimed in, you can do that every day at Ben and Kelly Show. Anything else, Kelly?
Oh, gosh. Some sad news to read about. I hate to end on a sad note, but Sandra Bullock had a longtime boyfriend, and he passed away at the age of 57 after a private 3-year battle with ALS. Sad news. You can read about that.
Speaking of, if we're staying in that category, passing away at the age of 58 was the inventor of the cha-cha slide.
Oh, no.
Mr. C, the slide man, who basically graced weddings with his version of the cha-cha slide.
Iconic.
Yeah. Yeah, so he passed away, battled with cancer. So, yeah, next time you do the cha-cha slide at a wedding, pour one out for Mr. C.
Aw, dang.
Yeah, there you go. You can relive that song and hear more
and
about
read
that.
More. Yeah, yeah, WDGX.com.
all right, guys, have a good one, and we will talk to you mañana.
Okay, bye.